Welcome into halftime here of our football games here on 95.7 KQWC and 92.9 at 1570 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening as we open up our senior spotlight interviews presented by Iowa Central Community College. Our first interview of this week, we're talking with Webster City senior Brandon Lahr joins us. Brandon, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course.
So, obviously, you're in the middle of your senior football season right now. And just, you know, for the folks at home, how's the season going, you feel, for your ball club, and how's the season going for you personally so far?
Well, you know, we started off pretty hot, and right now we're still working hard and getting ready for the season. We're still practicing hard, and obviously the last two games haven't gone the way we wanted, but, you know, those two games don't define our season, and we're just going to keep getting ready week to week, play by play. Personally, I think it's been all right, you know, but it's not just me, I guess. It's the team. So, yeah.
And you did mention that you are currently taking credits at Iowa Central Community College, courses for credits, I should say. What are those courses that you're taking right now at Iowa Central?
Right now I'm taking Intro to Psych. And then I'm also taking comp, gotcha, which are classes you should take, I guess.
And what's been your favorite part about taking those courses through Iowa Central?
Just the fact that we have the availability to have them and that I don't have to pay for them. So it makes it a lot easier.
I think we're about 100 for 100 on students answering with that when it comes to college credits. So, but it's a very, very, obviously a very practical reason, no doubt about that. And outside of football, Brandon, what have been some of the activities you've been a part of the last 4 years at Webster City?
So football, obviously, and golf. I throw the shot put. I played baseball up until my junior year. And I've been playing basketball junior and senior year, so I've tried staying as active as I can be.
And from those, obviously you're involved in a lot here at Webster City. What are some of those most memorable moments that you've had in high school? It could be in athletics, or it could even just be something, you know, that sticks out to you in the classroom or something like that. But what would be that most memorable moment you have from high school so far?
So far it's just, you know, being able to play football with some of my best friends and just being able to be on the same team and just being together all the time. It's probably my most memorable moment.
And sort of piggybacking off of that, what would you say your biggest achievement has been so far? And it could be athletic, it could be academic, but what has been your biggest achievement so far in your high school career?
Just kind of going through it with a positive attitude and trying to just having the mentality of wanting to win and just be the best we can be, I think, is probably my biggest achievement, being as good of a student and as good of an athlete and teammate as I can be.
And kind of bouncing from that into more some lighter, but in terms of hobbies, you know, outside of school, like you say, you're involved in a lot of sports, but when you have downtime, what are some hobbies that you have in your downtime?
Well, I work quite a bit. And if I have downtime or free time, most of the time I'm hanging out with friends or I'm using my free time to go golfing and just kind of relaxing.
All right. And moving on from that, you know, talking about valuable lessons that you've learned in high school, what is maybe the most valuable lesson that you've learned in your time in high school? And it could be learned at any point in time in high school.
Most valuable lesson... probably just keeping a good mindset through things, even when it gets rough. You gotta push through it. It'll end at some point, but you still just gotta keep pushing.
And finally, Brandon, I'd like to save this question for all of our seniors for last, excuse me, but role models. Everybody's got great role models in their high school life, whether it's a coach, a teacher, parents, you know, could be an older sibling, could be someone that was just a couple years older than you that you really looked up to. In your eyes, who is that great role model for you that set the example for you throughout your high school, your time in high school?
my grandpa is one of my biggest role models. He's been there for me for forever, and he supports me with everything I do. And my grandpa for sure.
All right. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior football season, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Thank you very much.
Yep, that was Brandon Lahr of the Webster City on our Senior Spotlight interview presented by Iowa Central Community College. We're talking with Roland Story Senior, McKenna Carlson, next on 95.7 and 92.9 and 1570.